Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a staple on the Wednesday. Optimistic, pessimistic, and realistic. And I always leave the tee box to Johnny.
Optimistic, pessimistic, realistic. Hit me with Roger Goodell's future.
Well, optimistically, Roger Goodell gets $50 million a year. Lifetime
optimistic
use,
for him. I'm talking about just in a general sense.
Lifetime for, use of a jet, lifetime of insurance.
For us, what is the optimistic resolution?
Optimistically, Roger Goodell is signed to a contract extension that takes him to 2024. He then signs an additional 2 years as a transition commissioner to transition his hand-picked successor into the role, and he wraps up his career as the commissioner in 2026, which would wrap up about 50 years worth of work, 40 years worth of work with the NFL.
Yeah.
And he calls it a career at that point. Pessimistically, Roger Goodell bites the hand that feeds him. Mm-hmm. He gets replaced as commissioner, and he doesn't get his new contract, and somebody else does all the big-time negotiating. Realistically, he's done at the end of this extension. He gets a 2024 extension, and he's done.
I will agree with pretty much all your optimistic, pessimistic, and realistic, except the pessimistic is, not only does he not get this job, but the NFL is left scrambling. There'll be more fighting about who's going to replace him. I mean, it could take a year. You know, you could go into next season not really with somebody just as an interim role until you find a real commissioner, and that's good for the NFL players.
You know who I'd make the commissioner, just sidebar real quick? Mm-hmm. Oliver Luck. I'd steal him from the NCAA.
Mark Cuban.
Not bad. Not bad.
What do you got?
Optimistic, pessimistic, realistic, Case Keenum in the NFL.
Boy, he's really become quite the story. Optimistically, Case Keenum, I just don't think it's real. Speaking of which, I don't think it's realistic to even project him as the starter in Minnesota moving forward. So I'm not going to say optimistically he stays the starter and Bridgewater stays on the bench, because that's an impossibility. Optimistically, he plays out this year, gets them to the playoffs, wins the division, wins a playoff game, and becomes, I mean, name your team. Again, we always mention Jacksonville, Denver. A lot of teams need quarterbacks, and gets that $10 to $12 million a year contract, which, by the way, right now he deserves. Pessimistically, it comes off the rails. I mean, he's a backup quarterback for a reason. He's always had a backup job. He's had some bad moments. We've seen them here up close. And it comes off the rails, and he's just, kind of wallowing as a backup quarterback. Realistically, I think he's going to play well, probably get him to the postseason and move on. But I don't know if anybody's going to pay him starters money when there are other quarterbacks out there that might replace him.
Optimistically, NFC Championship game, they lose. He's the starting quarterback for a new team to start next season with a hefty contract, the likes of which he's never seen. Mm-hmm. Pessimistically, he performs poorly in this upcoming game and gets benched for Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah. Oh, he could be that quick.
Realistically, we are about 3 or 4 weeks away from the Vikings forcing Teddy Bridgewater onto the field. Along the lines of what you said, John, there are things in Case Keenum's game that have kept him from being a consistent starter in this league. Mm-hmm. Most notably, look at this past game. Sage talked about some of the mistakes he made. We talked about it earlier in the week. He threw 2 interceptions to get Washington back in that game.
Mm-hmm, he did.
So that's the thing that could be an issue for him going forward. So realistically, 3-4 more weeks, and then it's Teddy Bridgewater time in Minnesota. What do you got for me?
Optimistic, pessimistic, realistic, the next Texas A&M football coach.
Optimistically, the Aggies get Franklin. Lure him away. Ooh. With the big money from Penn State. Pessimistically, they chase Franklin and miss. They chase Jimbo and miss.
Mm-hmm.
They chase Frank Wilson and miss.
Ooh, well, the only way they would miss on that is if he takes another job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have to hire somebody that's not one of those three guys. Not to say that there's not a good guy out there, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Not their highest targets.
Not their highest targets, okay? Realistically, and I just feel like it connection-wise makes sense. It's Chad Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, it's Chad Morris.
The easiest one to do with the best connections and, you know, probably the best resume of that level of head coach.
And he won't care that he was second choice.
No.
Or third choice or whatever.
No, he won't
care. It won't matter to him.
I think optimistically, I hadn't even really considered Franklin. I was going to say Jimbo, but either one of those guys, Jimbo or James Franklin at Penn State. Pessimistically, what you said, you know, all of a sudden everyone scrambles elsewhere. The Aggies don't get their man, and maybe it's someone who immediately, you know, has trouble keeping recruits, et cetera. Realistically, they're paying too much money not to get a big name. That big name could well be not the biggest. It could well be Chad Morris, as you said, realistically. But I think they're going to get, if not Jimbo, somebody of that ilk that maybe we haven't even talked about yet. It's just, you don't pay $6 or $8 million to a head coach and not get a good one, or at least a well-known one.
Optimistic, pessimistic, realistic, Tom Savage.
Optimistically, you know, he doesn't throw more than one interception a game the rest of the way.
Jesus.
I mean, is that unfair? Is that unfairly optimistic? If you get less than one interception a game, one or fewer interceptions a game the rest of the way, that's a win, isn't it?
God, I guess, man.
Turnover. Let me change it. Turnover a game. If you get one or fewer turnovers a game from him, that's a win. That's optimistic. Pessimistic, it only gets worse from here. It stays in his head, and the Texans do not win another game, which all of a sudden a lot of jobs you have to start talking about. Realistically, he's got to be able to win this weekend. Andre, the crowd will be there temporarily because of Andre.
Potentially Drew Stanton or Blaine Gabbert.
You're playing their third string quarterback, probably. He's got to win this game. Probably will win, 49ers, I guess, is another home game. And maybe...
You think he's going to out-duel Jimmy Garoppolo?
Realistically, he'll win two more games. I can't believe I just said that because I really don't believe it.
Optimistically, Tom Savage fools everybody, has us all fooled, and stays in Bill O'Brien's good graces and starts seven more football games, regardless of results. Because if the results mattered, he wouldn't be starting this weekend.
That's exactly right.
Pessimistically, for Tom Savage, Sunday's his last start in the NFL.
Ooh. Could be.
Okay, he's a career backup from then on. And just finds himself in QB rooms with never any real chance to start. Realistically, he staves off the elimination of him as an option to start at quarterback for 1 week with a win, but right back on the horse and then following weeks with Baltimore staring him down on Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
that's a bad Baltimore team.
Yeah, they'll beat the Texans though on Monday Night Football up there.
Mm-hmm. And that's and we'll look at Tom Savage as the reason why they lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in the Loop with you. That'll do it for Optimistic, Pessimistic, and Realistic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.